America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next three games, how big are they? Well, let's hear from Draymond Green on what the Warriors need to do to improve over the next three games.
I think we just got to continue to get better at our execution. You know, our offensive execution takes some time. We got a fairly new group, a lot of new guys playing together. And so I think, this continue to go, we're doing a great job of playing well and winning games. And on the defensive end, offensive execution, I think we can continue to get better at, and we will. That usually takes the most time. But if I could pinpoint one thing, it'll be that.
Offensive execution. They're keeping the turnovers down. I think the shot selection is good, Shask. I guess one knock is they miss 18 free throws Saturday night. They missed another 9 yesterday. That's got to get better, 73.5%. Don't want to shoot that as a team from the charity stripe.
No, but it does feel like they're getting to the line this year just a little more than they have in years past. I think that was one of my big bugaboos. They'd go long stretches, you know, and they'd shoot like 5 free throws in the game. You know what I mean? I don't know if the numbers back that up, but that's just what my eyes used to tell me. The other thing is I do believe at some point the bigs are going to get tested because we're going to see a lot more potent bigs. There are some elite ones. Sabonis, Anthony Davis, Jokic. I guess we'll see Porzingis. So we'll get a look at him. Obviously, Chet Holmgren coming up.
Porzingis is hurt.
Is he hurt? Okay,
yeah, he's hurt. He's not going to be back till January. He's out for a long time.
He hadn't played lately.
Yeah, he hasn't played at all. He's out.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. Scratch him. But you're going to get a look at some bigs. And, you know, those guys staying out of foul trouble and staying in front of some of these guys. I mean, those are some dynamic players I referenced. And so you're going to have a test. And then obviously there's a whole litany of elite wings that now that you've got Kuminga and GP2, and Andrew Wiggins, like, how are you going to match up against those guys? So I think there's some interesting tests over the next couple of weeks, but this three-game stretch is going to be amazing.
No, it will be. It will be fun for the fans. 888-957-9570. Boston 7-1. They blew out the Hawks yesterday by 30. Tatum at 26 in the first half. No Jaylen Brown. He's been out for the last two games with the left hip flexor strain. So Porzingis is out for he'll probably be back around, I want to say mid-December, maybe. That's what I'm hearing about Porzingis, but we'll check in. I think we're going to get Gary Washburn off from the Boston Globe tomorrow, so we'll check in on the Celtics and see what's going on there. Let's go to Vince in the city. Vince, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to call and check back in with you guys. I called a couple weeks ago. I said I think the team's going to be under the radar, and we're going to catch a lot of teams off guard, and I think that's happened so far. I want to say Draymond even mentioned it himself, that he kind of felt like the players that they picked up and the team that they have is similar to the feelings that they had back in 2015. I'm really excited about this team. I think their defense is also underrated because they're playing a lot better defense than they have recently, past seasons. But you guys have talked about it. There's only one gripe, really. You complained about not getting to the free throw line for like three seasons, and now you're getting there. Like, you missed 19 free throws on Saturday, or it was some crazy
18
number.
18 free throws. Like, yep,
you got to be
18.
Better at the line.
Yeah.
Got to be better at the line, but as far as offensive pressure or getting to the lane when there's that stagnant time where buckets aren't falling, I really like that. That's something that's going to be important because we really had that.
It's a good point, Vince. Got to hit your free throws. They were bottom five last year. They barely got to the line 20 times last year a game. I mean, so that is a welcome sight. That's where Kuminga comes into play. Steph's getting to the line. So that is one little bugaboo here as we move forward. You got to hit your free throws, especially when you get these opportunities as a good shooting team. But Draymond got to the free throw line 7 times yesterday, 5 of 7. Steph was 6 for 6. Kuminga was 1 of 4 yesterday, so he didn't have it rolling from the free throw line. Andrew Wiggins had an off night, 1 for 9, 0 for 6. He only played 18 minutes. I think the back is bothering him. I think the back is, he looked like he re-aggravated it Saturday night in Houston, late in the basketball game, but he did play in overtime, and the shot just wasn't rolling for him. He had some open looks early on, just clanking off the back rim. You need Andrew Wiggins for Boston on Wednesday.
How are you feeling about Jonathan Kuminga's floor game, just in general? Obviously, his attacking the rim, I mean, he's gone some sick offhand, wrong foot layups around the rim, but in terms of spacing, passing, not forcing it, how are you feeling about him currently?
I feel really good. I feel like he's played the best basketball of his career, to be honest with you. He only took 2 threes yesterday. He was 0 for 2. He was going to the lane, trying to draw fouls, gets to the free throw line 4 times, as I just mentioned, 1 of 4. But I thought his floor game he's getting better and better by the game. And he's building something with Buddy Hield in that second unit. That's a hell of a dynamic duo now that you got to worry about. You got to worry about Buddy shooting, so you can't leave him up on a 3-point line. But if you leave the lane open, Jonathan Kuminga will come in and dunk on your head. So I feel really good about his floor game. What about you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm noticing a guy who's playing the appropriate pace, knowing when to hit the turbo button, knowing when to drive, when to kind of like make the extra pass. There was a simple play as he's coming down, and I think normally Kuminga would head down, you know, let me plow through 2 or 3 guys, and he like sees Steph floating to the corner and just kicks it out to the corner before he even flared out that way. And Steph had a wide open 3. And it's like, those are the little subtleties of playing alongside Steph Curry that, like, some guys pick it up right away and some guys it takes some time. Yeah. And I feel like Kuminga's kind of coming into his own in terms of that element.
No, he is. He is. Now, Brendan Pajewski, he was out yesterday. He left early in the third quarter. He was sick. I don't anticipate him missing the game in Boston. Just didn't feel right. They didn't need him yesterday as they held on to beat the Washington Wizards. But no, Kuminga's floor game has been solid. I thought Moody had some moments yesterday in 14 minutes and 59 seconds. I'm sure when he hit a couple shots, I could feel Dub Nation. Moody needs to play more. Moody needs to play more. He was fine.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.